Daf off. The question is, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that the schus, that if she has a schus, is Megan. So the Gemara asks, schus demai. Ilema schus de Torah ha'ena mitzuviyosa. Alright? So Rashi explains that what's ena mitzuviyosa? So Rashi says, the chsivu mazvus benechel mazvusel mechimene mitzuva ein schara godel ke mitzuviyosa. Okay, so a schar is not godel ke mitzuviyosa, but why can't it be Megan anyways? Why can't it be Megan anyways? And the Gemara never changes his mind from that from that premise. The Gemara says later, Ravina Malola was Schus Torah. Really, it's a Schus Torah that saves her. Okay, the Kamrit, Ena Mitzuviyosa, Nehi Difkudi Lo Mifkida, it's true that she's not Mechuyev, but Ba'agra, the Makriyin, Umasni, and Benayu, the Schad that her sons learn, Tarash Bechsav, and Tarash Bapev, and Natrin Ul, Gavraya, Adosim, and Baby Drasha, and they wait for their husbands. Okay, so with that schar, because of that schar, so she has a schus, and the schus is Torah. But the Gemara never says it's because of the schar of Torah itself, and ain't mitzvah yosa. Difficult, is a difficult thing. Because the Gemara says that by a guy, a filo akum v'osik v'torah, and akum is certainly an ain't mitzvah yosa. Certainly an ain't mitzvah yosa. Doesn't say that Ramatamas ben Echam is certainly not Gayim, so he's an enim tzuvios, and it says is Dino Kimkayim Gadol. So apparently Torah is such a powerful thing that it could transform a guy into the level, into the highest level, the level of a Kayim Gadol. So if that's the case, so why can't it be Megan? I mean by Anisha Sota. It means to say, I mean, what the Gemara seems to be saying is that even if she could be a Gadol B'Torah, but a woman could be a Gadol Darn Torah. So if she, even if she is, it's not going to be Megan. That was asking a question. Where does it say that she's mitzuvah to? Where does it say she's mitzuvah to make sure that her children learn, or that she's she has to wait for her husband? It doesn't say a mitzvah like that. Let's say she doesn't, so she's over an avera. But she's not a bitzadegis. Apparently, I mean, what the Gemara means is, take a first Mishkal Rishon. I mean, it would seem what the Gemara holds like this, that the whole idea of Megan, see, by Isha Sota, the idea of Megan has to be based on the nature of her chait. So in other words, The chait, the reason why she's nenash, is not simply because of a personal. It's not a personal onash on a personal avera. Personal avera, so chayav misa, like all Hashem misa's bezin. But basically, by isha sota, you see how they treat the sota. Take her into the mikdash, and uforas rocho isha. It means there's a degrader, it's public. It means to say that the whole Parsha Sota is really geared, is set up, the halachas are set up in a way to undo the harm, I mean, that she's done to society from through her actions. You understand what I mean? That's why Parsha Sota is with Melamed. She Benos Yisrael, ordinarily Benos Yisrael, Atznuos, and therefore you demonstrate that this is she's not Atznuah. So really, the whole thing is geared towards undoing the harm. I mean, the person's a chote, the chote for themselves on two levels: a chote for themselves, you harm yourself, but you harm the whole system. You harm Klal Yisrael also. So really, the Parsha Sota, I mean, the fact that it's a public thing, and the fact, most of all, the fact that the Rambam says, Ramban, it's the only nace in the Torah. The only case where you actually have a nace, I mean, that the Mayim really kills her. I mean, that's Ashgacha. So, the only mitzvah then. So what does it show? So it shows you that why is that done? It means because this is necessary to undo the harm that she did through her Maisa Vera, which was done in a way. I mean, it was wasn't simply a maisa zus. It was. It means originally he gives her, he warns her. There's kinistira, with edim kinistira. So really, the whole thing was done in a way, I mean, which leads to an undoing of the whole system of Yahadus, which is based on tznius and based on the kedusha of the Isra Arayas. That's the kedushim tiyu. That's the Isra Arayas. So in order to undo that, so that's why the Torah set up a way that is done publicly and through a nace, actually. I mean, it's through a nace, in order to demonstrate that this is v'yisei shalolah shuv sochama, that the hamonam should be able to see that this is what occurs to such an individual. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. That's why it stopped happening, and it stopped because it only has one purpose. It's not we're not people of miracles. I mean, it's the hashgacha had one purpose. There's no purpose anymore to stop. Okay. So therefore, the only thing that will be megan. See, the only thing that will be megan is a mitzvah, which really, in which she did something, which was part of the system, part of maintaining to counteract her destructive action against the system. So the thing that will be megan has to be from within the system itself. See, where she contributed to the system. So that's why the Gemara says that Elam at Torah, yeah, Torah is great. Even an Akum, even a Goy that's Osik in Torah, it places him on the level of a Kohen Gadol. So you can't have anything greater than that. I mean, you take a person that has no Kedushas Yisrael, and he could be on the level of a Kohen Gadol. Okay, Klapish Meir Galia, I mean, he's on the highest level, higher, bypassed most of Klal Yisrael. So you see the power of Torah. That's true, but that's a personal thing. That's a personal thing. But over here, Megan is not in the framework of the personal. It's not because she has a personal schus. I mean, a personal level is not going to help over here. Because over here, it's a societal situation. In other words, basically, the only thing that could save her, the only schus that could save her, is a schus which is tied to the system, where she was involved in something that compensated the system. She compensated the system in a certain way. So the fact that she learned Torah, that's Eina Mitzvah V'Yosa. Eina Mitzvah V'Yosa is very nice for herself, but for herself is not going to help her in the situation of Sota, because Sota is not simply a personal, is not the result of a personal chay. Personal chay, chay of Misa, that's it. You don't have to have a whole system of what he called taking out the Middosh and the Parzah Shiicha and the Kabbanis and the Shruas and the Ola and the Misa, I mean, the type of Misa. This is all geared to undoing the harm that she caused society. So therefore, the only thing that can protect her is something in where she compensates society. So the society say, all right, so she did this, but on the other hand, she helped the system in another way. Another way, she helped the system. So that answers Daryl's question also. So that's why the Gemara says that Torah, Ilay Matorah, Lo Mifkida. So Zaina Mitzvah V'Yosa. So Zaina Mitzvah V'Yosa means that V'Limata Masam is B'Neichem V'Lo B'Nasechem. So therefore, what is the... So it means in terms of the system, the Isha is not involved in perpetuating the system of Torah. So that's why the Gemara says it's true that in terms of the learning itself, she's not involved in perpetuating the system. But she is involved in the perpetuation of Torah. How? Through raising her children and through making sure that her husband learns. So in the Masorah. So insofar as that's her schus of Torah in terms of the system. So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says it doesn't have to be a schus of Torah in terms of the system only in terms of learning itself. It's really the schus that she's helping the system. She's maintaining and safeguarding the system, so that she could do just as much in her way. I mean, you can't have it's impossible to have the perpetuation of Torah without her as well. So therefore, she's perpetuating the system. Insofar as the system is concerned, she's just as important. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Nehi delo mivgar." It's true in terms of learning itself. She's not mechuyev, and if she learns, it's considered outside the system. It's considered personal. But in terms of maintaining the system, she plays an integral role because she makes sure that the children learn Torah, and she makes sure her husband learns Torah. So she's maintained. So far, she does that. She's maintaining the system. So therefore, that could be Megan. That's a schar that could be Megan because she's compensating. She takes away from the system on one side, but she's compensating from another side, and people recognize that. So therefore, the onus can be delayed. That's basically what I'm saying. I have all these questions, like, you know, your question is it like one? And now it's like one color you have. In other words, it's gone from one level. Now it's an intermediary level. Or it's two separate things. And the times of how she destroyed the system, whatever destruction she caused, I mean, that you can't undo. But on the other hand, because she built the system, so that's why she has a schus. Is it two? It's a good question. Is it two different things? And that's why she winds up somehow like in the middle. I mean, she says, delays the onesh. Or does it mean that the total picture's changed? Is it one picture or two pictures? That's the question. Is it one picture now? I mean, because of the other things, and now this isn't, or is it two separate things? Two separate things, and because of the two separate things, this is the result. You have that kind of result. All right? That's like, that's the difference between the mathematical solution and the conceptual solution. Mathematics doesn't matter what whether it's two separate things, as long as it's going to come with the same number. The two different qualities, or it mixes together and creates another situation. But conceptually, it makes a difference. It's a good question. Can only the fact that she contributes to the system in Torah, does that mean her destructive action was not as destructive? Or no, it's just as destructive, but on the other hand, she helped the system, so that's why it told her for 3 years. Okay, it's a good question. So the Gemara says, it can't be schus Torah. Her personal schus Torah, as great as it is in transforming a person, and it's still an individual thing. It's an individual transformation. But the chate of the sota is a chate which is on a societal plane. Okay, so now the Gemara says, so you must say, so the Gemara says, El is chus the mitzvah. You must say, so it's not Torah, it's mitzvah. So mitzvah saves her, okay? Because she did certain mitzvahs. Okay, so the Gemara says, chus the mitzvah mi migna kula hai? So can the chus of a mitzvah, no matter how many mitzvahs she did, no matter how mitzvah she did, apparently see the scruff of Yadis. Torah is one thing, but mitzvah, you can do hundreds of thousands of mitzvahs, but mi migna kula hai, is that going to be able to protect her? Apparently the Gemara held. I mean, here the Gemara is saying, I mean, no matter how many mitzvahs she did, I mean, it's still not going to be able to save her. It still can't be tola. It still can't be tola. You always have a certain kind of a person that misunderstands the Gemara, where the Gemara says that the Gemara has the one you mentioned to me of Maisa Adif or Limud Adif. So you always have a certain type of a person that thinks, when the Gemara says Maisa Adif, so the Gemara means a person that does mitzvahs and not learning. You see, from this Gemara, it can't be. Because the Gemara says clearly over here that the Gemara says clearly over here, no matter how many mitzvahs she did, mi migna kula hai, what happened to the mandama ma'isa adif? What did the Gemara say? Ma'isa adif, what do you mean? The Gemara says, I don't care how many, you do a million mitzvahs, it doesn't matter. It's impossible. Mi migna kula hai. Apparently, you see from the Gemara clearly that that's not the case. That Gemara has to be understood in a different way. The Gemara says, ma'isa adif or limud adif. It's not what they think it means. It doesn't mean ma'isa, does not mean ma'isa mitzvah, and limud means limud Talmud Torah. It's a different thing. You have to understand that Gemara. Okay. Now the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara says, are you going to tell me that mitzvah is migna kulai vatanya? Ezu dorash Rabbi Menachem bar Yosi. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, the Pasuk says, ner mitzvah v'torah or, tolar kosavus a mitzvah b'ner, v'satorah ba'or. Alright. Esa mitzvah b'ner lomalach. Ma ner eina megina ela lefishoa. That a ner only protects you momentarily, temporarily, while you have the ner. Af mitzvah eina megina ela lefishoa. So mitzvah only helps you at the time you're doing the mitzvah. Okay. The estora ba'or lomalach. Ma or megin la'olam. Af tora megina la'olam. Alright. Or is different. Or is an eternal benefit. Okay. Yeah. So it means that Torah is making la'olam. Two different things. Yeah. So it means, and there means you're surrounded by darkness and you have a little light, a candle, right? So therefore, so the candle is making in your close proximity as long as it's there. But in the morning, the or, I mean, that's it. You don't need any protection. It's not the... It's endless. Okay? There's no problem anymore. Yeah. That's what I mean. Lola means boundless. It's boundless. It's boundless. That's what it means. Yeah, well, that's what it means. That's what the Gemara means over here. It means that a mitzvah is megin lefishua. What it means like this, that mitzvah is megin lefishua, it means it has a limited... It means there's a world of choshech around you, and the mitzvah protects you, is a protective device. But the Torah is like or. I mean, everything, all the enemies vanish, gone. Okay? It's limitless. Okay? That's what I mean. On the contrary, I'll tell you what, but since it's a societal thing, so it's interesting, I mean, since it's a societal thing, so they say, no, she did a lot of mitzvahs, so it should be Megan? Apparently not. I mean, mitzvahs, all kinds of mitzvahs. Yeah. Another possible mission. Bisalechacha tancha oscha, bishachpacha tishmo alecha, vahakitzosa hitasichacha. So the Gemara is like this. Bisalechacha tancha oscha, what does it mean? It means that this is Torah. That bisalechacha tancha oscha ze olamaza. Okay, interesting. Bishachpacha tishmo alecha, Zumisa. Okay. Vakitzoso hitasi checha. That's la'asid lava. Okay. It's an interesting thing. So it shows you, yeah. Hey, beautiful chazal. What does it mean? It's besalecha tancha oscha, how Torah helps you. Besalecha tancha oscha ze olamazer. Beshachba tishmalacha zumisa. Vakitzoso hitasi checha is la'asid lava. So what does it mean? First one's easy. First one's basalechacha. It's an interesting thing. Basalechacha tancha oscha. Ze olam hazeh. What does it mean? It means to say that limud haTorah, that's the old version of Shir, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it means that Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, it means in terms of the she'odam ocha pasen v'olam hazeh v'kamas l'olam habah and Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. That's what it means. It means to say that a person, that Talmud Torah helps a person to be successful in this earthly existence. In all of us, it means it makes him, insofar as possible, successful in terms of whatever he needs in all of us. I mean, his physical needs, his financial needs, his social needs, all the needs of an individual. A person has Torah, he is the one that is in the best possible situation for success. When I say success, I don't mean what the world calls success. I mean true success. True success means that which will give him of those things that he really needs insofar as is necessary for him to have the ultimate life possible for a human being. Okay? All right? So that the Gemara says that's Talmud Torah. Bisalechacha tancha oscha. So it means to say aside from the not talking about as they just talking about a byproduct of Talmud Torah, which is simply olam hazeh. So the Gemara says it's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says that who is the one that is capable of succeeding in terms of olam hazeh to the greatest degree? Tamacha. Okay? The Russia doesn't have olam hazeh. Tamachachim has olam hazeh. It's an amazing thing. It's pasuk. There's a lechacha tancha oscha. Because the Talmud Chacham, in every way, and just in terms of the enjoyment of life, and the way the Talmud Chacham often doesn't realize how many things he avoids just by being a Talmud Chacham. I mean, the aggravation, the agmas nefesh, and the yisum, and the pain that people have because they pursue things that are intrinsically impossible to gain satisfaction from. I mean, that alone is the Chachmas HaTorah protects a person and gives them an unbelievably better existence in terms of all, in terms of all mazeh, this psychological well-being, psychological happiness, psychological is all mazeh. Okay, so that's one thing. B'salechecho tanchoscho. So if you're a Talmud Chacham, the Torah will guide you where? Right here. That in terms of olam hazeh, you'll have the best possible life. Okay, it's a misconception that people say that Russia has olam hazeh. It's absolutely false. The Talmud Chacham has olam hazeh. And it has to be that way, because it's a simple principle. Talmud Chacham means he uses Chachma in terms of living. So who's going to be more successful, a fool or a Chacham? It has to be. So it's a simple rule. It's a simple rule. I mean, who's going to fix a car? A mechanic that understands the car, or somebody who has a feeling if he does this, the car's going to improve. And obviously, the person has the knowledge. So the same thing is true over here. And olam hazeh is something which works according to logic, whether it's psychological happiness or whatever it might be, it works according to chachma. So who is the one that knows how to gain from olam hazeh? It has to be the Talmud Chacham. There's nobody else. Because the Talmud Chacham is the one that has the knowledge and the Chachma necessary in order to know which decisions to make in terms of his own emotions, and in terms of how to act, and in terms of what to pursue, and in terms of how to pursue it. And he has the Chachma in every area. So he's the one that has Olam Hazeh. So that's the first part of the pasuk. B'salechecho tancha oscho. That who has Olam Hazeh? The Talmud Chacham. It's an amazing thing. It's exactly the opposite of what the world thinks, because the world really is involved in a strange contradiction, because they really believe that which is evil is really good, you see. So that's why they always think, how come that guy got away with this and that, you see, because they really, down deep, they believe that the good is really the tithes. So if the good is the tithes, so you see that Russia has the tithes, oh, how come he got it? You see, so it must be you'll get paid back in the next world, this, that. No, the mistake is not the good. He doesn't even know what the good is. He doesn't even know what to pursue in terms of olam hazeh. So therefore, b'salechecho tanchoscho means if you want to have olam hazeh, so you must become a Talmud Chacham. Okay, that's first. Next thing is, what's the next thing? It says, b'shochbecho tishmor alecho. It's an interesting thing. That means by Misa, there's really three states of a person. There's Olam Hazeh, then there's Olam Haba, and then there's a transition. The transition is Misa. An interesting thing. So what it means to say is that the normal person, the normal person, the greatest fear, of course, is the fear of death. Because everything, since the person is an instinctual being, and like every creature, the instinct wants to, it always tries to stay alive, so death is really the undoing of that whole thing. So that's why death is the most frightening thing. That's why people always, death is something you don't want to think about. I mean, put it out of your mind. Because it's exactly the gears that are working ordinarily are going to be completely undone. See, so facing death is something which is an impossibility. Because to face it means that the person has to realize that there's nothing more. I mean, there's nothing more. So it's total devastation. But over here, that's what Chazal say. B'shach b'cha tishmor lecha means to say that the Torah teaches a person, gives a person the knowledge and the chachma to be able to handle the transition. To be able to handle the transition and to be able to change gears, because even the Talmud Chacham in this world, I mean, he has to be functioning on an instinctual level also. I mean, it's impossible not to. But it means that he has to be able to, at a certain point, to change gears and recognize this was the Chayei Shoah, and now to be able to look forward to the Chayola and to go through the process of dying.
Yes.
A person that's facing death is not facing life is a different kind of a thing. It's a different. You're facing a whole different way of modus operandi. I mean, it's a different thing. Life is a certain mode of operation. Person facing death is closing up shop. I mean, basically, that's what it means. So he has to face that. I mean, it's not something which is which is easy. So if all the person has is the instinctual, so then obviously you can't face this. I mean, it's impossible to face because it's total devastation. But and even the Talmud Chacham in this world doesn't think about death. The Talmud Chacham has to be living, has to think about life. He has to take care of himself. He has to do this. And all these things are contrary to death. So, but there comes a point in every person's life where he has to realize that he's going to die. So he has to come to that realization. He has to face death, unless it occurs suddenly. I mean, normally, assuming it doesn't occur suddenly, the person has some kind of a warning. He knows his days are limited. I mean, Vayikizok and Yitzchak, Leyadati Yomosi, a person knows that time is running short. I mean, so he has to be able to face the fact that he's dying. He has to be realistic about it. So that ability to be realistic about his life and to be able to see what it is and put it in perspective, that only Tom Chacham can do. Now, where do you see it most of all? If you look through the Nevi'im, you see it in the Nevi'im. Well, the way David HaMelech called Shlomo, and he told him, he instructed him exactly, he said, in the Holech HaLavosai, and now I'll tell you what you have to do, this and that. And you learn through that parsha. You see an individual, I mean, of course, the others as well. I mean, you see, there's a certain reality, a certain realistic grasp of what life is. It's not that they had the illusion that this is going to go on forever. You understand? But on the other hand, they weren't depressed, and they didn't recoil from life. It's a proper perspective of what life is. That's it. This was my life, and now I face a different situation. And he recognition that life has to go on. He instructed Shlomo, you have to take care of this, you have to take care of that. I mean, it's not a withdrawal or a recoil, you see, from life. But it's a recognition that now is the time when you have to leave this. See? And it's that frame of mind is virtually impossible, a proper frame of mind, like you find in among the Avos and among the Tanakh, is virtually impossible unless a person is a real Tanakh. I have a question, Menas Chachma, a certain recognition of reality, and it's a different slant on life. It's hard to give it a precise definition, but it's a slant on life which doesn't allow. See, ordinarily, what happens is in a human being is the emotion takes over, and the fantasies and the illusions are the only track that they're running on. You see, and there's nothing else. And once you take that, they're shattered. But the Talmud Chacham, he uses his instincts. I mean, you have to use your instincts in this life. I mean, it's impossible to exist otherwise. But when he has to pull them in, he's able to do it. And he's able to be happy. This was realistic. He's not bitter about his death. It's not a tarte de sasri to his life. He recognizes what his life was. It has a certain place, a certain kind of existence. Not the ultimate, but it is a certain reality there. And he looks at it with the proper perspective, and he's happy when he knows that this is, it's over, and this is the way it was, and he could reflect, he can correct it, whatever it is, but it's a realistic attitude. See, that's what I said, it guards you, because for most people, they just can't face it. I mean, they just fall apart. And what they try to do is either deny it, until they die, or else they fall into a deep depression. You see, so that process, the process of dying, is a very, very is obviously. I mean, it's the most trying experience in a person's life. So now they're writing more books about it. You know, I mean, before the people didn't want to think about it. But the fact is, I mean, with all the books, the bottom line is that unless a person is a Talmud Chacham, I mean, he can't face this aspect of his existence. It's the most difficult thing to face, and unless it's Talmud Chacham, he can't face it properly. Talmud Chacham can. It's a different kind of. He realizes now he has to change gears. This is that existence is had its place. He's not bitter about it. You see, he was never perhaps that excited about it either. But I mean, he wasn't as excited like the Rambam says as most people are. Anyway, he doesn't feel as bad as other people do. It's a certain realistic slant about it. So that's b'shach b'chor tishma alacha. That's the second part of the pasuk. Yeah, that's b'shach b'chor tishma alacha. And then it says the last thing is of course. Vakitzosa hitasichecha. That's loss of love. That's loss of love. So it means to say that when the person when he revives, it means to say that chayolam abba. So that is the thing. I mean, the plain language is. I mean, I know it's chutzim. Hitasichecha means this will make you speak. In other words, because it means to say that this is. The whole life of Olam Haba is really Chachma. So that's the function. If you want to give a mashal for the function of Chai Olam Haba, Sicha would be the closest mashal. So what is the person doing in Olam Haba? Sicha would be the closest mashal you could borrow, close analogy from Olam Hazeh. So it means that Osek and Chachma, that's his life. So that's really the essence. So that's what Chazal say. That basically the power, I mean, it's the Pasuk says it. That basically the power of Torah is what is Torah? It's Chaye Olam Hazeh, without a question. And it enables a person to face the most difficult moment of his existence, which is his death. It gives him the equilibrium, the ability to do it. And then, of course, the essence, Akeren Kayem Es Olam Haba. That's really the essence of the perfection of the soul in terms of what it has grasped from the world of Torah. That's the puzzle. Three stages. So really, it's in the opposite order of importance, actually. But it's going chronologically, according to the person's existence. First you have Olam Hazeh, and then the person passes away, and then he has Olam Haba. But it's really just the opposite, of course. I can't cancel Olam Haba. The main thing is in terms of the perfection of the soul, which death doesn't affect. Okay, but that's the essence. But in terms of the Chai Olam Hazeh, it also is the most beneficial. Important for a person to realize that he's not really giving up anything. On the contrary, he's being repaid tenfold. By Torah, he's not being Moser Nefesh. On the contrary, the gain is immense in terms of in every aspect, in terms of Olam Hazeh, which most people think is not. On the contrary, that's the biggest gain in Olam Hazeh. Gemara says, "Mashal la'adam shoyah mahalech beishon laila v'afela." All right, umesiore, and he's afraid min hakotzim, min hapchasim, min habarkonim. Yeah, it's an interesting thing. So basically, what it does is it breaks it up into three events. One event is finding the avuka, and then you have the dangers, the appropriate dangers, the commensurate dangers that it removes. The second thing is Amar HaShachar. Okay, and the dangers that saves the person from. And the third thing is what? Is the Parashas Drachim. Parashas Drachim. Interesting. I mean, really, what's the problem with this mashal, the basic problem? Basic problem should have been two things. Because it's trying to explain what? It's trying to explain Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Okay, so it should have stopped after Amar HaShachar. It should have said, Mashal Amar Dava Dome, a person's Be'ishon Choshech V'Afela, and he's in the midst of total darkness, and he finds an avuka, and the avuka protects him from certain dangers, okay? Yeah, but still, there's still other things lurking out there. And then the or comes, and that's it. Gone. He's safe. And the or is Torah. But it's amazing. But the Gemara goes on and says, there's one more step for the Parashas Drachim. Interesting. for Rosh Hashanah. What? Rashi is Vadayin Eni Yodea Shemo Yechfena Yitro Libotl the Yoshev Olav Yitzar Peronius. Then it says Igila Rosh Hashanah Rishomik is Darko the Afkan Igila Yom Amisa Velo Pirish Min HaTorah Yom Moso Nitzel Mikuman Vachem Mifarsh Lola Kamek. Okay, you understand how it is? It means it like this. Apparently, it's an amazing thing. Apparently, it says Moshel LaAdam. It means Moshel LaAdam. It means like this. It means what is this? What is it? What's a Moshel? What's a Moshel? What is a Moshel? Perfection. It's talking about perfection. The perfection is like it's giving a Moshel for perfection. Perfection, gradual stages of perfection. So Moshe, for a guy that's going, he's surrounded, a person comes into this world, he's surrounded by Ishon Lailov Afela. All kinds of things are coming after him. Okay? Physical plane, emotional plane, intellectual plane, every area. And intellectual, I mean, in terms of the soul. So a person is Doma, when he first starts out, he's Doma to an individual that's surrounded by darkness and dangers. Okay? I'm just giving the broad marshal, okay? So then it says, but then suddenly he finds an avuka. He finds an avuka, so it's a little bit of progress, okay? What is that avuka? What is that avuka? That avuka is mitzvah. Person discovers mitzvah. So that's the first thing a person discovers. Actually, in life, that is the first thing. I mean, Torah takes a while, but mitzvah is quicker. Because you learn mitzvahs first. Of course, mitzvahs is a training of the emotions. Many mitzvahs are like the Rambam says. The mitzvahs involve two areas: the physical and also the emotional. What do you say about the sechel? He says it doesn't, right? Sechel doesn't. So mitzvahs are emotional. So that's the first thing a person chesed he learns mitzvahs. So the mitzvah is like an oar. Okay, it casts a little light, removes some of the dangers. I'm just going over in broad terms. So remove some of the dangers. But then, if he keeps going, keeps progressing in life, so then he discovers Torah. When he discovers Torah, it's like it's a kitzes Hashem is b'gvurasa. I mean, it's like omer hashachar, zrichas hachama. So that the event of the discovery of Torah is likened to zrichas hachama. Okay. And of course the marshal is, and then a whole bunch of other troubles vanish. Okay, again, I'm not going into the details, but just the general picture. Then it says, but so really it should have stopped there. It's amazing, it should have stopped there, but it says va'adayin. but the Gemara doesn't stop. It says va'adayin hu misyore. What does it say? What's the lashon over there? Va'adayin hu misyore mechayero. No, I'm sorry. V'adayin ein yedea. Right, correct? V'adayin ein yedea be'ez derech malach. V'adayin ein yedea be'ez derech malach. But even if, that's an amazing thing, Chazal said. Because you would say that once he has Torah, that's it. What more can he have? He has mitzvah, he has Torah. No, nothing more. There ain't anything more. Nope. Not so simple. Even after he has mitzvah, and even after he has Torah, adayin ein yedea be'ez derech malach. It's an amazing thing. He still doesn't know. When does he know? So Rashi says, why does Rashi say dying any day? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi says that Shemo Yechfenu Yitzro, okay, Libotel, the Yoshev Olav Yitzar Horo Peronius. Amazing thing. Okay, what do you mean? That was the thing. The Yitzar was stopping him from getting. He got Torah now. So what was it? A new Yitzar. It's an amazing thing. So what do you see Chazal held? Chazal held that once a person gets Torah, apparently there is a new Yetzirah. Not so simple. In other words, with the advent of the discovery of Torah is like Omar HaShah, it's like Netzach HaMah, Zrichas HaChamah, but at the same time, the moment that happens is tremendous light. It's unbelievable. But then the Yetzirah regroups. And sets itself up in different, starts working in a different attack. You say different attack. Okay, you have Torah. You saw Torah was unbelievable, but now the Yetzer Hara tries to be mevatel him. But you learned already. You saw. I remember this guy. There's a fellow in the Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva. who was had a fantastic, phenomenal mind, but he's a little bit of a like a describe some type of personality. And he said, "Look," he says, "I learned Reb Chaim, you know. Reb Chaim is fantastic, but I saw what it was. Okay, so I saw Reb Chaim already, you know. All right. So he was really, he became a Yeshiv Bubble, phenomenal mind. But that's, it means to say that, of course, when a person first sees Torah, it's a tremendous thing. It's an unbelievable thing. It's Richa Sachamah. It's amazing. But then the Yetzirah regroups and sets itself up in a way, all right, what are you continuing for? You saw it already. What are you continuing? So it tries to attack him, it sets up a different front against the individual. And it becomes a different Nisayan. Now he's not fighting the same battles he was fighting before. Before it was different kind of battles. But now the battlefront is on learning itself. Continuing to learn. All right, so you became a big lamed. You're really going to become such a tremendous more lamed in another 10 years. I mean, you did it already. You saw it already. It's not going to make that much difference. All kinds of atzas yetzahara which set in to be mevatel a person from limud. Different kind of a challenge. It's an interesting thing. I mean, it's something which deserves more thinking into. But apparently what Chazal are saying is that the yetzahara of an amoritz is not the same yetzahara of a tamachah. That's what I mean. Even if he discovers Torah's richa sachama, it's a tremendous thing, tremendous discovery. But now he's fighting on a different front. Fighting on a different front. The Amoritz has one type of battle. Different kind of, that's he's worried about the barkonim and the small things. That's his battle. But the Talmud Chacham has different kind of problems. Different kind of problems. What is an interesting thing? What is the problem that they use in the mashal? Beautiful mashal. What? That's Amiya Deyabeza Derhamalech. Amiya Deyabeza Derhamalech. You see, the Amma Oretz is trying to ward off the thorns and he's worrying about the side things. The Talmud Chacham, once he has Richa Sachama, he starts seeing different drachim appear, different ways of life. He sees his Chachma brings him into a different realm. And his the Yetzirah and his decisions and what he's going to do with his life, it becomes a whole different kind of a problem. Then it's a problem of Eza Derech Mahalech, because he can see Drachim. The Amoritz can't see Drachim. The Amoritz is not on the level to see Drachim. That's why the Rav used to say that a small person has small problems. A greater person has greater problems. Different kind of problems. So when the person discovers Torah, the person thinks that through the discovery of Torah, the Yetzirah is going to become Batel Mevatel, which is what most people think, he's making a big mistake. Chazal says it's not the case. Not the case. Discovery of Torah is amazing. It's an Or Hayom. You can't take away from it. It's an Or Hayom. But the Or Hayom puts him into a different field now, but now he sees there are drachim in front of him. Which derech is he going to be a mahalich? What is he going to do? It doesn't remove the bechira and the milchemes achayim is still there. The milchemes achayim is still very active, even after this. That's exactly right. That's what Rashi says. He says, but higia laparashas drachim. He says, Then it's Nitzel Mikulam. Okay, what does it mean? Why is Yom HaMisa? It means to say that until Yom HaMisa, the battle is always raging. There's always different drachim. Different drachim. Different things. A person could be the same. A person could be the same time a chacham, so one place is less. But in the meantime, I'll have, financially, I'll increase my, more money. I'll have this, I'll have that. I mean, the Atzas Yetzirah is a constant battle, a game of recognition, all this, all kinds of things that a person, Talmud Chacham, it's not the end of the war. Not the end of the war. It's a different war. He's in a different plane. He sees the light of day, the drachim, the darkei achayim appear in front of him, but he still is in danger. He still is in danger that until the Yom HaMisa, it's a constant battle, until the Yom HaMisa, then Yom HaMisa can reflect and look back, and he could see that he really chose the right path. This was the right thing, and he was on the derech, and he stayed on the derech. That's the only time when the person is really secure. That's when he's secure. It's an amazing thing. So I spoke before about the idea of, that the Yom HaMisa, that B'shach B'cha Tishmo Alacha, B'shach B'cha Tishmo Alacha, that's really part of the B'shach B'cha Tishmo Alacha. It means that in this world, the person, even after the Zrichas HaChama, even after the Chachmas HaTorah, he may be going to the right path, you see, but it's an unsure kind of travel. It's an unsure kind of travel. If he's fortunate, and if he's Mizgabra Yitzro, he stays on the path. But when does the security of the Derech really emerge? With hindsight, on the Yom HaMisa. The Yom HaMisa can look back, if he's fortunate, and say, I was on the right Derech. At the time, it was a struggle. I didn't have the security of it, but I followed my Secho, stayed on there, and now I could see that was the right path. An amazing thing. When does he discover the path? He discovers the path in retrospect. Yom HaMisa. But until that moment, the he may be on the right path, but the security of the knowledge that he is on the right path can't be there, because the struggle is still alive. As long as the struggle is still alive, it's the security that he can have with regard to his choice is lacking. When is he secure? Yom HaMisa. Because Yom HaMisa, the Yetzer, that's when the Yetzer evaporates. That's when the illusions, the fantasies, the instincts are gone, and then he could see clearly, and then he could see that he reached the precious Rachim, and he made the right choice. It's an amazing. That's the mushroom. And that's correct. Tamar Chacham in his old age is really the problem of life. But I'm talking about Torah. The discovery of Torah brings with it a lot of problems. Now, the Gemara says in the Dan that I mentioned this many times before. The Gemara says, the Gemara gives the mushroom over there, that midbar matano mitan matan nachaleo, and then it says, but then covers Torah, if he has the right derech on Torah, really sees what it is. It's an unbelievable thing. I mean, it's overpowering, but they're dangerous. It brings all of a sudden he can be misgoa, and that's one. And if he's misgoa, Sakharish Baruch Morido. So then if he's Morido, and then if he comes back to his senses, then Sakharish Baruch lifts him up again. So you see this, it's not a straight path. I mean, it's a discovery, he goes up to the heights, but then there's a danger, he can fall down. Falls down, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him another chance. If he makes the right choice again, because the Torah brought him into a new world, and the Atzas Yetzirah, when it attacks a person, is very powerful, and the person is caught off guard. And until his mind can really... He can overpower the force of the instinctual part of his instinctual part. Takes time, so he's going to fall down first. You see, because he entered a new world, and all of a sudden the instincts clashed in on him on a different dimension. He wasn't expecting that, so he falls down. But then, if through chachma he can work his way up, it's slow. The mind is slow, but it's very sure. So it takes time. The Yetzer has the first round, no question about it. but if he picks himself up, so then on the contrary, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu restores him. So you see that Torah's Chazal weren't naive. They weren't simplistic. Not a simple thing. It's a different nisyonos in life. You get rid of one thing, but now he's a different assignment. The fact that it's a different kind of a struggle is extremely important, because I mean it's a qualitatively different kind of existence. It's a different kind of existence. That's the point of Chazal. What Chazal are pointing out is that with Chochma, with the Zrichas HaChama, I mean, at nighttime you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about whether you're taking the right route or not. It's not, you're not even on that level. There's nothing to do. You don't see any roads. Daytime, yeah, you get rid of that, but now you have a serious problem. Which route are you going to take? So the Talmud Chacham, I mean, is exposed to bigger, different kinds of. That's what Chazal are pointing out. It's extremely important to recognize that. That's a different kind of existence, but it's not free, but it's different. no doubt about it, that you're better off facing those kind of problems than the problems of the Amorites, even though the Amorites is dealing in a sense with smaller problems. But that kind of existence is not the existence that's worthy of a chacham. So, okay, I just want to go over the Gemara again, the stages over here. Because I think these stages over here that the Gemara mentions are very important insofar as understanding how Chazal understood the difference between Torah and Mitzvah. So the Gemara over here is saying, it's very hard Gemara to keep the signet of Gemara here. But the Gemara is saying that since she doesn't have Torah, so the only thing she has is Mitzvah. Mitzvah can't be Megan Kulahai. So the Gemara is saying that so the Gemara says Kinei, based on the pasuk of Mishlei, Kinei Mitzvah Torah are. So the first pshat says two pshatim in Kinei Mitzvah Torah. The first pshat the Gemara says is that the man ner ena megino ela lefishor af mitzvah ena megino ela lefishor. That's a Torah bar lamalach ma'or megin la'olam after megin la'olam va'omer. And the Gemara breaks it down. That's alech latancha oschor. The Gemara says you have to have. So the Va'omer explains how it works. But it's an interesting thing. The three stages. So Chazal is saying there are three stages. The first stage is like the guy that's going to Ishan Laila Vafelo. Right? And he has all these fears. Afraid of everything. So then he finds the Avuka, and the Avuka takes away the temporary problems that he has. And then once he has the Or Hayom, so then it takes away the other problems, the Chayra on the Listen. Okay, Chayra on the Listen. And then, but then he still has a problem, Be'ezah Derech Malech. Okay, yeah, I'd just like to explain what it means in terms of the Nimshal. Okay, that's the Mashal. What is the Nimshal? Yeah, what's the Nimshal? So apparently, you see, apparently what the Nimshal is, the Nimshal is, in turn, you know, is this whole Mashal is in terms of the benefits, in terms of the benefits that are a derivative of from Torah. Okay, so it's saying the mitzvah, Torah mitzvahs. So it means like this, that the actually in this chazal is really giving you the practical benefits of Torah, and it's giving you and it sets up in three stages. First, mitzvah, then the discovery of Torah. And that's like the Or Hayom. But then there's still a problem with the Parashas Drachim. Okay, the three stages, you see. So what does it mean? What it means is as follows. First, the person finds mitzvah. And mitzvah is Megan. Because mitzvah, even on a practical level, what it does is it channels the person's energies into a better way of life. Okay? The good Am Haaretz, the good Am Haaretz has a better life. He has a better life than the person that's the Rasha. Okay, the person that's devoid of mitzvah. He has a better life. Because he has a direction for his energies. Okay, he will not get caught in the places that the Rasha will get caught. Because the Rasha is driven by fantasy and illusion and extremes. And the Rasha has to be devastated. That's the ultimate fate of the Rasha is devastation. Because simply he's following his illusions and his fantasies. There's no other possibility. Okay, but the person that discovers mitzvah, even the plain balabas, by the plain Am Haaretz, will have a much better life, because he's living in a realm where the mitzvah causes his emotions to be moderates his emotions, and therefore in terms of his Is Derech HaChayim, he'll have a much better life. He'll be nitzel from those things that the Rasha is going to get. The Rasha is basically facing all dangers because he's He's leaving reality, and he's just following his inner fantasies and illusions. Okay, so the first thing that's the first thing he's saying. This alecha chotancha oscha. So it means what Chazal say. That means mashal lo shem halach bishin one of a fail. Right. So that's the mashal. So the mashal is yeah. Right. Just a second. Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So the first stage is mitzvah. That's a vukah shalor. Okay. So that's the first stage. It means to say that the good am ha'aretz is nitzel from many puronias that the Russia is going to succumb to. Okay, because it gives him a moderation in terms of his emotions. But now what happens is, then he discovers Torah. Okay, with Torah, there's a whole new world opens up. A new world opens up. Now, what it says is interesting. What it says, this new world that opens up, a new world of Chachma, so there's two steps in the world of Chachma. The first step in the world of Chachma is that the person sees that everything has to go according to Chachma. So he puts his energies into Chachma. Now when he puts his energies into Chachma, then it's not just the emotions that are being moderated by an external system, you see. Then his mind really perceives how it works, and because he perceives how it works, it's a different kind of implementation. Do you understand what I'm saying? So then he has a new, that's a tremendous acquisition. Because that acquisition shows him, he understands psychology, he understands the way things work, the way people work. His chachma gives him a tremendous edge. That's why it's like Amar HaShachar. It's like a light. Because before he was just guided by the system from the outside, externally. But then he sees the chachma involved, and then he's able to have a new level where he's able to manipulate his life and act in a way that is beneficial. It's like it's a totally different type of existence. It's an existence where his mind understands. Then he understands the benefit of what the system threw him into a certain type of existence, which is far superior to the Russia, but it's still like reins, you know, it's guiding him from the outside. But what happens is when he gets the Torah, when he gets Chachma, then he really sees the benefit, he understands the benefit, and by understanding the benefit, he's able to apply it in all different ways. A whole new world opens up, a new world of application through Chachma. You see, and that's like the Or Hayom. That's when he's nitzel from the Chayos Ros and the list. Because he's able to use his Chachma to outwit them, to know how to maneuver. It's a whole different kind, a whole different world opens up to him because his mind, because he perceives Chachma, you see. But the Chachma now, it's just a beautiful mashal. Now you come to the Parashas Drachim. What is the Parashas Drachim? What is that Parashas Drachim? The Parashas Drachim is a twist in the Chachma. In other words, Chachma has benefit, has a lot of side benefits. But then there's another change that has to take place. And that is where the person recognizes that the world of Chachma is the real world. And the practical world is really nothing. You see, that the essence of existence is really Chachma. So then it comes out the person's Chachma takes on a different... That's the Parashas Drachim. Parashas Drachim means... Before the Parashas Drachim, when the person first starts out, he has the same emotions, the same desires as everybody else. No different. Okay? The system puts him into a situation where, because of the system, you see, it removes him from extremes, from following wild illusions and fantasies. It stops him. Then he gets Chachma and he sees that that's correct, and he sees how to manipulate in his favor through Chachma. What is that? And acquire that which is beneficial. That's the listum in the Chayas Ros, able to avoid them. But then there's another change. You see, during both of those acquisitions, he's still in the regular world like everybody else. Okay? But then comes the real change. The real change is the Parashas Drachim, where he has two worlds in front of him. Now in front of his mind's eye, there are two worlds. There's the old world, with the old desires and the trend of the psychological energies, the way it always goes. And then he sees a whole new world that he could simply take all that energy and remove it from this derech, you see, and place it completely in the world of Chachma. That's the Parashas Drachim. That's the third level. When he does that, you see, that's where he's Zocha L'chai Olam Abba. That's when it's eternal. The mashal is a beautiful mashal. Very precise. Very, very precise. Okay? Do you see it? So Chazal say, that's the Gemara's kasha. Umi Megan Kula Hai. And mitzvah is very nice, but if you take a look at how Yahadus, how the philosophy of Yahadus looks at mitzvah, it's just really the first step. There are two more stages. Actually, this pasuk b'salecha, this mashal, this pasuk b'salecha tachas, is really these three stages. Is really the three stages of development of a human being, going from an ordinary person, with wild emotions, to a perfected individual. It's three stages. First, it's the perfection of the amara. It's like the Rambam says. You see, the perfection of really of just getting the emotions in line, stopping the extremes, like the Rambam says, the middle road. You see the Shvil Azov, and then the second stage is where he does it with Chochmah, not just simply control from the outside, but he really sees the Chochmah of that kind of a life. So that would be equivalent to the knowledge of a psychologist. That's the knowledge of a psychologist. The knowledge of a psychologist is the I'm talking, of course, about the true psychologist, the psychology of Yadis, is that kind of a knowledge. But he's still just a psychologist, you see. But then there's the ultimate knowledge of the philosopher. That's a different kind. That's where all the energies are channeled into knowledge per se becomes that which he desires and which he recognizes as real and the only thing that's worthwhile. And he sheds the other derech completely. See, that's the third stage. So basically, this mashal is really the three stages of perfection. No. Yom HaMisa, you mean, because that's what I mentioned last week. What I mentioned last week is that struggle between the two worlds is a struggle that goes on until Yom HaMisa. See, that's I mentioned last week that now he arrives at a new struggle. This is what the new struggle is about. The new struggle is about the Parashas Drachim. That's a struggle that goes on during the entire life of a person until Yom HaMisa. Because I'll say, because it means to say that there's always a chance that it could be overthrown. But that's the Parashas Drachim. So only at Yom HaMisa do you have a guarantee that the person won't deviate anymore, the soul won't deviate anymore. But that danger, that's the Mochamas HaChaim, the two worlds. Okay, and that's Bechira. Doesn't mean there can't be exceptions. I mean, Benazai, Schoshkin, Asher, Vatara, it means different people. But in general, this is the outline. Okay. So you see the way. But it's interesting. You see the way the way Chazal talk. I mean, Chazal, it's not a kind of a kasha. You see, the Gemara's kasha is not a technical kasha, because you can say anything you want. It's like Rambam says, you can say anything you want. But there's a certain sechel yosher over the Gemara's employing. The Gemara is saying that you're telling me that the mitzvah is Megan. I mean, you can still say yes, or maybe it's Megan. Maybe it's Megan over here. No, but Chazal is saying that you see the level of mitzvah is really just the very lowest stage. And it doesn't make any sense to say that because of mitzvah, because since mitzvah really is not an essential in the person's nature, it doesn't make any sense that it should be Megan Mena Yisurin. In the case of Sota, this doesn't make any sense. That's the Gemara saying. Of course, it's the lowest level. It's just an external channeling. So it doesn't make any sense to say that, you understand, what I'm saying is the Gemara's kasha is not a technical kasha. It's a kasha of Pisvar. Pisvar just doesn't make any sense now to say that this is going to be Megan. That's the first step. That's the lowest step. Why should it be Megan Mena Yisurin? It just doesn't make any sense. Okay? That's the Gemara. Okay. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Dover Acher. Dover Acher is going on Kineir Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Tolak Kosev is a Mitzvah B'Neir V'Sa Torah B'Or. So the first shot is, why is that so? Because so the or is like the avuka, okay? So it's only the aschola, right? Okay. But not everyone says dov racha. Another reason why the pasuk says kiner mitzvah v'torah or tolak kosev is a mitzvah b'neir is a torah bar. What's dov racha? Avera machaba mitzvah. The ain avera machaba torah. Shenema, mayim rabim la yuchul achabos es ava. Okay. So what's the davar acharim? Ain aver machabes schar misha osa b'dar kar mechein. Alma, mitzvah lo migna kulihai. Okay. Yeah. Alma, mitzvah lo migna kulihai. Apparently it's not a machlekes, the davar achar, because the Gemara is asking one kashin. It's all just looking at two different facets of it. So what is the Gemara saying? So why is this so? Aver is machabe schar mitzvah. Ein aver machabe schar mitzvah asur v'torah kam lachem. Yep. This is the kasha. They say aver machabe mitzvah. So what does it mean that the Kodesh Baruch Hu shokel the avonos and the mitzvahs? But aver is machabe mitzvah, so you shouldn't be too much left. Right, what does it mean aver machabe mitzvah? I think it means like this. Let's forget about Rashi for a moment. What it means is like this. You see, it's talking about the power of Avera and the power of Mitzvah and the power of Torah and the power of Avera. So basically, it's talking about the forces. It's talking about the forces in the soul of the person in terms of protecting him. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, like this. What it sounds like this. Aver machabe mitzvah means that from mitzvah, what does the person gain from mitzvah? The person gains from mitzvah a certain moderation of the emotions. Yeah, but avera can simply uproot it. So it means to say, aver machabe mitzvah means that even though the person has mitzvah, the protection is limited because the type of protection the type of protection that the mitzvah offers, you see, could be readily undone by an avera. That's the pshat of avera machabe mitzvah. It means to say that you have the mitzvah, which means the person has the moderation of the emotions, but the moderation of the emotions can fall very easily in the presence of the force of avera. Okay? But ein avera machabe torah. It means to say that when the person has the knowledge, when the soul of the person has the knowledge, so then the avera is up against a different kind of a force. You see, it's a different kind of a force, and it can't just wipe it out. It doesn't mean. It means mayim rabim lo yichlu l'sposik. That's what it means. It means that avera keneged mitzvah is like a kibui process. It's machabe because you had the mitzvah which basically put them in a certain state, but the avera simply comes along and just wipes it out. But avera against Torah it's two different kinds of forces. You see, it's not avera against mitzvah. It's the same kind of force. You have moderation, and then suddenly suddenly there's a surge of emotion. So really, you're in the same realm. So that's why it's a kibbutz process. But avera against Torah is two. It's a qualitatively differentiated kind of enemies. You see, the kibbutz process is not possible. The process of kibui is not possible. Lo yuchol chavasava, because it's in two different realms. See, it's in two different realms. So once the chachma is acquired, the person is in a different. His attachment to the good is of a different quality. So the surge of the emotions against that type of a quality, the knowledge,
is not a process of kibbutz. Doesn't mean to say, you see, it doesn't mean to say, like there's not an argument in the Gemara before. Doesn't mean to say, because the Gemara said, Yom also, yeah, you could always turn. It's true, you could always take the wrong derech, even though he has Torah. But what the Gemara is really giving, what the Gemara really is analyzing is the nature of the enemies. You see, the nature of the opponents. Okay, so you have if the opponents are mitzvah and avera, they're in more or less the same realm. Because one is a certain emotional guideline. He's like, has the person live with mitzvah, the amaretz? He moderates his emotions. So he's attached to moderation. You see. So, but then you have a surge of emotion. It throws over the whole moderation. So, b'makom avera, the avera and the mitzvah are really in the same realm. That's why it says avera mechaba mitzvah. Because kibui means that they're in the same realm. Like water and fire. You have fire and you have water, just puts it out. But in the case of Torah, then the pasuk is mayim rabim la yuchlul habasava, because it's a different kind of an attachment to the good. The attachment to the good based on chachma is a different kind of attachment. And the avera, just the surge of the emotion, is attacking the soul in a totally on different grounds, and it can't just put it out. You see. Because the knowledge, once a person has the knowledge is very firmly rooted. Acquiring the knowledge is hard, but once the knowledge is there and his mind knows that this is the good, it's a different attachment to the good, no matter how powerful that the surge of emotion is, he can't forget. He can't forget the knowledge that he's attained insofar as the good is concerned. It's not a kibbutz. Lo yuchul chabasav, it's not kibbutz. Doesn't say he can't, it doesn't mean he can't go off the derech. I mean, it doesn't mean that. But it's a different kind of a struggle. It's not kibbutz. Okay? What was the Gemara's? Talmud Chacham Shasarach. Talmud Chacham Shasarach. There is such a phenomenon. Rare, but there is such a phenomenon. But even in that case, it's not kibbutz. Now it's a different kind of, different process. You see that the halachic system doesn't trust anybody. Because you see the halachic system says, The issue of Navi, the love of Navi should cover Shnubu also. So what do you have to have a love for if you can't do it? Allah doesn't trust anybody. Okay. Gam b'kdosh lo yamin. But with this pshat, there's no problem with the Gemara Rashan. With Shoklin Avonosov and Zuchuyosov Shalodom. Because over there, it's an analysis of the soul insofar as where it stands. In order to find out where the soul stands, so you have to check every move that the soul made towards the good, away from the good. So that's a Kadosh Baruch Hu judges. But this is talking about in terms of the processes, the nature of the processes. That's a different thing altogether. You understand? It's two different realms. One realm is where you want to see what the person is. Where is the status? What is the status of the soul? So you have to see what he did, which way the soul lived, which paths it took, and how much it was affected by the instinctual, distorted. So that you have to go through all the averis and all the mitzvahs. That's Shoklin Avonosov and Keneged Mitzvosov. See, every one is different. And every soul is different. Every experience, how it affected the soul. Not only only the Bar Olam, the Adei HaKol could be done. No person could do such a thing. But that's when you want to determine the status of the individual. But over here, the Gemara is not talking about determining the status. The Gemara is talking about the forces that are at play, the forces that are the nature of the forces. That's a different kind of a topic. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not a contradiction. It's two different things altogether. One is what the status of the soul is. That's Shokan Valenos, can I get the Zchuyos? And the other one is the nature of the forces. That's what the Gemara says. That Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlo L'Chabos. The Yetzirah, the instinctual, has a very hard time against the person with knowledge. It's a different kind of a battle. Against the person who is a person of mitzvah, the amaretz, then it's on an even plane. It's just one, he's attached emotionally to the moderate, yeah, but now another emotion can remove him from the moderate. The forces are in the same frame, same framework, same arena. But with regard to chachma and to the yetzer hara, It's a different kind of a battle. It's not a kibbutz. Lo yuchlu l'chabasavo. That's what Chazal said. So therefore, the Gemara says, based upon, so it's two different scenarios. The Gemara says two different things. That's a davracha. Okay, so kineh mitzvah v'torah, and there's not a machlokes. Kineh mitzvah v'torah are, it's both true. They're both true. One is expressed in terms of the developmental stages. So kineh mitzvah v'torah are, moshel la'odom shoyim mahalech b'ishon laila v'afela. So first he acquires mitzvah, his mitzvah from this and from that. Then chachma, and the chachma gives him a whole different depth into the mitzvah realm. But he still is attached to the same things that he was always attached to. He hasn't abandoned them yet, the parashas racham. Then the last stage is the parashas racham, where he knows where he's going. The derech, a totally different way, he's on a different path. Not on the same path as the rest of humanity. He's a separate road. That's the first. Second thing is, where the Gemara says, Dover Acher, that the struggle, the description of the struggles, are two different types. One is with regard to one emotional mindset against another powerful emotion, and the other is yediyah, with his das. Then the Yitzhar is a different kind of battle. Then it's a different kind. Then Avera is different. Then it's not kibui, it's a different kind of a process. Both are true. Okay, one is a description of the in terms of the the developmental stages, which shows you the level of mitzvah. And the other one is a defining of the two opponents, you see, in the process, in the battle. Defining of the, defines the opponents in the battle. Two different things. But in both of them, what does it show you? In both of them, it shows you that mitzvah really pales in the face of Torah. I mean, it's a different kind of a level. It's not at all. It's not the same thing. It's not at all the same kind of a thing. So that's what Gemara says, that it does not mistaver to say that by the Isha Sota that mitzvah should save her. Okay? That's correct. Mayim rabim la yuchlu v'afela. That's right. In other words, it's very good. It really shows. It says, Mayim rabim la yuchlu l'chabos z'ava. It means the quantity can't, because the quantity still doesn't attack the knowledge. You see, it doesn't really hit the knowledge, because the quantity is a difference, is powerful force. But the quantity of the force doesn't have anything to do with the quality of the knowledge. So it can't just, you can't just extinguish it. In other words, there's two ways to analyze, I think. One way to analyze is its role in attaining perfection. What is its role? How significant is its role? If it's just something which is true at the onset, so that places it in an insignificant light. Do you understand what I mean? That's one way to show the insignificance and its role in the developmental, the philosophical development of the person, the development of the perfection of the person, the nature of its role shows you its insignificance. And the second one is in an analysis of the two entities that are struggling with each other. It's another way to show you the significance and the insignificance. So that's a davarach. Okay? That's the pasuk in there, mitzvah Torah. That's the rest. It's alma mitzvah lo migdikulahai. Okay, so how could you say that it's going to be Megan on this on the Isha Sota? Okay. Amar Rav Yosef, mitzvah be'idna de'osik bo migna o matzla. Be'idna de'lo osik bo aguni migna atzuli lo mitzla. Torah bein be'idna de'osik bo bein de'idna de'lo osik bo migna o matzla. Okay. So it means like this. Let's understand in practical terms. It means mitzvah. Mitzvah be'idna de'osik bo migna o matzla. Now what is migna, what is matzla? So matzla, Rashi says, what is matzla? Matzla means what? Shaloi kefeni yetzahar. That's good. Which means to say like this. Which means to say that a person in life, there are two dangers. There are two types of dangers. One danger is in the everyday life. A person follows the wrong course, so he's in constant danger. Okay, just like in any area. So one is the constant danger. But then there always are extenuating situations, circumstances. We have different circumstances where you have, you have suddenly a great danger. I mean, like a person runs a house, so you have to make sure that the house protects you in the proper way from the rain, from all the normal occurrences that require protection. Okay? But then there's emergency situations, like a fire. I mean, you have to prepare for two types of dangers. One of the common dangers, and the other one is the situational, various situations that are extraordinary situations. Exactly, extraordinary situations. So that's really the difference between Migno and Matzlo. Migno means the everyday life. Okay. Enough pitfalls, a person doesn't know how to live properly every day. He's falling on his face. Every day he has problems, okay? So that's one. So mitzvah really guides the person. That's we can understand it the way we explained it. Basically, I'm moderating the emotions so he doesn't fall every day into areas which give him tremendous dissatisfaction, because he has a road. He's guided. Proper guide. But then there's a case... Then there's different situations. Like, let's say the person's overpowered by a situation. Suddenly the Yetzer Hara appears, and it's full force and lures him. I mean, he's overpowered. I mean, something happened, and then the Yetzer Hara is burning fire, and it's an extraordinary situation. Okay? So that's what Chazal say. That mitzvah will be megan, and it will be matzel, as long as he's osek b'mitzvah. Person's osek b'mitzvah, which makes sense. Person's osek b'mitzvah, as long as he's osek b'mitzvah, so both will have both effects. It'll be megan, and it'll be matzel, because that's the way the system is set up. It protects him from extraordinary situations. As soon as the Yetzer Hara starts to work, Allah is going to prevent him from getting involved. So that's Migno Matzlo. But that's only as long as he's involved in mitzvah. But if he's not involved in mitzvah, so it says Megan, but it's not Matzlo. Very good. Megan means, because since the person lives the life of mitzvah, so he's on the right course. He's on, like the Rambam says, the even keel. I mean, he's traveling properly. But then, if you have a suddenly an extraordinary event, an overpowering event, an emergency situation, so then if he's not in the mitzvah, he's going to fall. He's not going to be able to stand up to it. He's not involved in the mitzvah. If he's involved in the mitzvah, directing his energies into mitzvah, then he's protected from both. But if he's not directing his energies into mitzvah at the time, so the mitzvah in general will have an effect that it's megan, because he'll be following the normal course. But if an extraordinary emotion should come in, a very powerful emotion should come into the picture, and he's not osik b'mitzvah, when he's osik b'mitzvah, he's directing the emotion into mitzvah. If he's directing the emotion into mitzvah, so then there's not enough emotion to get caught with the on the other side. But if he's not directing the emotion into mitzvah, but he's just relaxing, and he has the effect of the mitzvah, that he's naturally on a good path, okay, his emotions are balanced, that's fine. But now if the Yetzer Hara comes and you have an overpowering situation, okay, a very attractive situation, so then he can't protect himself, because the energy is free. So he's gonna fail. Makes sense, that makes sense. Okay. But now the second one. But Torah, it says Torah Beidno bain beidna de osik bay, bain beidna de lo osik bay, is migna o matzla. Okay, so let's understand what it means. Gemara refutes that some, but at this point the Gemara held migna o matzla. Okay, let's take a look. I'll tell you what. The question is, of course, how does Torah, when he's not osik in Torah, I understand Torah is migna o matzla. That's certainly kal v'chomer. But certainly bitnid losik is migna. But the question is, how is it matzlo if he's low osik bar? Okay? If he's low osik bar. Alright, now let's take it. Now the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, maskif lo rabba, I just might as well go through it. Ela me'ata doeg vachitofel milo aski b'torah. Sadoig Adomi and Achitofel the Roshayim. Weren't they also Batara? They're the biggest Talmid Chacham. So Amaylo Agino Alayo. Sakam, it didn't work by them. Elo Amar Rava. Torah Be'idna De'osak Bo Migna Umatzla. Be'idna De'lo Osak Bo Aguni Migna Atzuli Lo Matzla. But Mitzvah Bein Be'idna De'osak Bo Bein Be'idna De'lo Osak Bo Aguni Migna Atzuli Lo Matzla. Interesting. Alright, so the Gemara goes, so the Gemara is Tupshat. I'd like to understand what the Gemara's question is. You understand? What's the question of the Gemara? First, the Gemara says that Torah is Migno Matzla at all times. Then the Gemara says, no, it's the other way. Well, it works like this, that Torah, Bidna D'Asik Ba, is Migno U'Matzla. Bidna D'Lo Asik Ba, it's Migno, but not Matzla. But Mitzvah, Bidna D'Asik Ba, it's only Migno, it's never Matzla. Interesting. Never Matzla. It's a funny Gemara. I mean, it can't be arbitrary. You can't just go back and say whatever you want. I mean, yeah, what it means like this. Yeah. I mean, you have to understand the Habmin Maskani. Obviously, you know, you can't just, the Gemara can't just take a choice. I mean, this is that. I mean, we're talking about Yesodos that the Nefesh is based on. So you just throw it around because you want to give an answer. I mean, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's this way, it's that way. I mean, you have to understand Okay, so what's the Gemara's Havmina Maskani? All right, so let's just try to understand what it means. Okay, take the first way. The first way says that what? That Torah is that mitzvah is making Bismanches was making a matzah. Bismanche ain't no tzibor? Only making. And Torah, Megillah Matzo, always. What's that? Right, so what did the Gemara mean? The Gemara meant like this. It means like this. It means that mitzvah. Yeah, mitzvah bidna, like we explained before, bidna daskabe is mega no matzah, because it means he directs, he channels his energies into the, when he's channeling his energies into mitzvah, so it protects him from avera, because it removes the energies from the instinctual. Okay, so it protects him from everything. But when he's not osikba, so it's migna, because there's an after effect. That he goes on a certain derech hayasha, okay, but it's not matzlo because something comes along. That's it. Torah, on the other hand, the Gemara is saying is what is migno umatzlo even when he's not osikba. It's always migno matzlo. What does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means is that by Torah, it's not simply the. It's not the investment of energy. By Torah, it's not the investment. In the case of mitzvah, this is a fresh shot. In the case of mitzvah, it's the investment of energy that saves him. Well, yeah, because the investment of energy will be matzah. So Megan comes from the derech hayosher of mitzvah. And matzah comes from the investment of energy. So therefore, the instinctual can't really get a grip on him. Okay? In the case of Torah, it's not the investment of energy. It's the knowledge per se. So therefore, it's always Megan, of course, because in the Chachma, he certainly sees the Derech HaYashar. It's an internal process, not only an external. So that, one. And two, the Chachma keeps him fast to the good. Okay? So therefore, it's Megan and it's Matzel. The Gemara apparently held that the knowledge itself will protect you. That's the Gemara held. Because it's logical, makes sense. He has knowledge. The knowledge will protect you. So then the Gemara says, no. If that's true, so what happened to Doig Adomi and Achitofel? Me, what's the Gemara's Lashon? Milo Aski Batara, Amaila Ginilayo. It's So we're going to tell me, you're going to tell me that Doeg and Achitofo were lacking in knowledge. So Chazal apparently didn't hold that way. Apparently they held that Doeg and Achitofo, in terms of the knowledge itself, they mastered the knowledge. They had a mastery of the knowledge to the level where you'd say the pasuk would be made on them that they have Torah. Amazing thing. So if that's the case, you have an experimental case. So you see that even if you reach the level of Chachma, that's really the question. See, the question, the reason why this is a question is because it's very hard to find experiments for such a thing. You know what I mean? So therefore, the question over here in the Gemara, the Havamina of the Gemara was that if you reach a certain level of knowledge, so then you can't be toppled, because it has to be solid knowledge. I see people all the time, they're Isaac Vitari, yeah, but that's not a good experiment, because how much Torah they have. But Chazal say, no, you have an experimental case. You have Doeg and Achitofel, and you can't tell me that they were lacking in the knowledge, because Achitofel was like Kasha Yishal Ishbal Akim, and it's the Chachma was unbelievable. And still you see, as Rashi says, he became a Rashi Gomer. Shechtim Vasom, Amali Vasom, Roshon Gomer. Yeah. So apparently that theory is not true. Only in our system can you have an experiment. Otherwise you can argue philosophically up and back. There's no way to prove it. No way to prove it. You say it's the knowledge is enough. But apparently, you see, that through the Navi, the Navi presents you with a case that clearly the person had the Navi's made on him, that Kasha Yishalish Belakim, I mean the Chachma was not lacking, and still he failed. So you see that the knowledge itself is not enough. It's an amazing thing. So that's why the Gemara says, nope, you have to change your position. No matter how perfected he is in knowledge, the knowledge alone will not protect him. It's an amazing thing. What will protect him? So the Gemara says, what will protect him? Asik v'tara. So it means that together with the knowledge, you must have the investment of the energy. Then he's protected. If he has the knowledge and he has the investment of energy, he's protected. Why? He's protected. Correct? Yeah, in mitzvah, if it's not so, the Gemara says. And what it has word of a mitzvah, according to the Gemara Maskana, that it's always megan, but it's never matzah. Interesting thing. It's always, even when he's osek b'mitzvah, it'll be megan, but it'll never be matzah. Why? Because here the Gemara is saying that the investment of the energy is a different type of investment. That's what the Gemara is saying. That there's two different types of investment of energy. You see, in the Gemara's Havamina was that it's Megin and Matzel. Because the Gemara's Havamina was as long as he has an investment of energy in mitzvah, so there's not enough for the instinctual. What the Gemara's conclusion is, that's not true. Because the quality of the instinctual is different. And therefore, the quality of the investment of the instinctual is different, and therefore it'll override the quality of the investment in mitzvah. So therefore it'll only be megan, but it can't be matzah. Because the instinctual, the quantity of the instinctual, you see, it throws it into a different quality. It's a different kind of a thing. Maybe an investment in mitzvah is a certain level of energy, but it's nothing like the instinctual force. Can't combat the instinctual force. It's a different kind of an investment in energy. The quantity brings it to a different quality. You see, so he can't be matzel. But the investment of Torah, the investment of Chachma, is also a different quality. It's a different quality of investment. The intensity is so great, you see, in the Chachma, that then it's matzah. Then it'll be matzah. Then the Yetzer can't have any effect.